it made me better, basically, because even if that only lasted an hour, which it lasted more than that, that's a break. You know what I mean? Like, that gives your mind a distinct pause to recalibrate and just enjoy it, even if it's for that period of time. So,
well, and if you can get the dopamine response or kind of that endorphin response from working out, I don't know about you, but when I was in the military, we could get that, but only after going hard.
Hard.
Right?
And it took a lot of effort.
Yeah. And you feel like you're able to get that doing what? Just cycles?
If I do the cycles, I always use the hand grips.
Some kind of movement.
Yes. So when it's inflated, that's when I'm doing that. So that's what I was doing within the first month to 2 months of rehabbing. And then I was able to start walking after that. And actually, the indicator for me, if I did the KAATSU cycle or the KAATSU workout properly, was if I felt that dopamine effect, you know, or the endorphin effect. If I didn't, then I know I didn't do it right. And I did it again later on in the day and just adjusted my...
But then when you did start working out, you were only using like 5 pound weights. Like, you didn't have to go hardcore and a million reps.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about KAATSU and KAATSU products, visit KAATSUglobal.com. That's KAATSUglobal.com.
John Doolittle from KAATSU Global, and I'm here with Jamal and Holly Awad. They're in Temecula, California. Jamal's a United States Marine Corps Devil Dog veteran. Got out in 2006, so we had some commonalities there. I'm a Navy guy. And Holly, really interesting three-day eventing. It's an equestrian event, and Holly's an Olympian, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But thanks a lot, both of you, for agreeing to jump on with us and talk about your experiences with KAATSU. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves a little better than I just did, I guess.
Well, my name is Jamal Awad. I'm from Washington, D.C. originally, and got stationed out here in 2003 and met Holly after my second tour. As a matter of fact, a couple weeks after I got back, I met her. And we've been together pretty much ever since then. So.
I'm originally from Vancouver, Canada, and I compete horses. I know it's beautiful, but the winters suck. Once I realized that you could be warm in the wintertime, I was hooked and ended up staying in Southern California and started a business and got married, and here we are 15 years later. It's crazy.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I know we're going to go into KAATSU just a little bit, but Holly, can you give us a little bit of background on the 3-day eventing? Is it true that that's how people used to be tested to determine if they could go into the cavalry back in the day?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it about?
So the first day is like nowadays it's judged. It's kind of like doing figures in like a skating test. We have a certain dressage test that we have to be judged upon, and that's our starting score. And then we don't want to basically add any points to that. So, and then the second day is like an endurance day. It's over 3 miles jumping over 45 fences for the horse. It's quite a true test of your horse and rider. And then the third day is called show jumping. So that's what most people have seen, is where the jumps are in a ring, and it's just testing the endurance of the horse that they can still be rideable and, you know, keep all the sticks up basically. And, if you have a rail, you get penalized. If on cross country, if you stop, you get penalized. So it's a true test. It's kind of like a triathlon for horses, but, it's hard. Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about KAATSU on horses.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, if we could do that to help prevent injuries and like recover from injuries. Like, I've been hurt a few times. I've had some bad falls, and the KAATSU has actually really helped me recover from them. And
it may have something to do with the specialist too.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Jamal, are you the specialist?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a great kind of lead in. How did you guys first learn about Katsu? I mean, how did you kind of get
there? By accident.
Yeah, it was totally by accident. Before we were going up to her clinic, like probably about 3 day heads up about, you know, her wanting to for me to work out with Dr. Stray Gunderson and Holly.
So I was supposed to go teach a clinic in Utah, and the lady that organized the clinic is really good friends with the doctors and trainers at the U.S. Olympic Ski Center in Salt Lake. And she knows Jamal loves working out and gadgets, basically. And so she invited him up, and, you know, typical, both of us a little bit skeptical. Like, I don't like promoting or talking about things unless I truly believe in them. And Jamal and I got hooked on it. So that's where he met Holly and her husband.
Yeah. And before that, like I said, like, we got a little bit of a heads up. So I had time to, you know, do a little bit of research. I found an article in Military Times, and that's what really, you know, piqued my interest. And then also went on to the, you know, Katsu Global website and looked at all the studies that were there, anything that I could find that would give me some, you know, idea what I was getting into. But I was 60-40, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay, this seems like it would work, but is it snake oil? And, you know, again, went in there with an open mind and asked a lot of questions, and they were very thorough. It was an intense workout. Like, I didn't know that, you know, I could feel that way after just lifting 5 pound weights. When I heard about it, it's like 5 pound weights, you know, I'm in there in the gym pressing, you know, a lot of weights, and, you know, this just didn't seem like it would give me the same, if not better results.
Right.
Quite surprised, you know, so.
Well, especially in the military, it's kind of a type alpha demographic where it's just like go 100% all the time.
Yeah.
It's always push weight. If you tearing down muscle fibers, that's okay. You know, go hard on legs, have a couple days rest, go hard on chest, have a couple days rest there, go hard on back. But everything is just hard all the time. So you both got your first experience with doing something with Katsu with a very light intensity or light resistance or light weight or no weight. Did you do just body weight stuff too?
Both.
Yeah, we did both. And again, like I said, when we were doing, I started with curls, which is 5 pound weights. And I've worked out in gyms with, you know, the big, you know, knuckleheaded gym rats, and they see me with my 5 pound weights and they're, you know, over there, what the heck is wrong with this guy? But yeah, so we did, you know, calisthenics and, like I said, we did hand clenches too, to start out with. You know, we did that and then went to curls, tricep extensions, and then push-ups. It was like 5 push-ups and 1 and then none.
So, now, were you guys dealing with rehab or any injuries at all? Or was this just being exposed to this as a workout, kind of new way of working out?
Well, that's two-part for me, because, and also a bit for Holly, because she's had injuries. But for me, I was already in pretty good shape. I was having back issues at the time. So that's what was the most noticeable effect of Katsu. It didn't take me to 100% capacity, but 20, maybe 30%, you feel that difference. Like, you have more mobility and you're able to do a bit more and carry more load because your muscle, you know, muscles are, you know, increasing systemically, not just, you know, the muscles that you're working on.
Right. Getting that systemic response. Did you notice any improvements with pain, chronic pain or inflammation or inflammatory response, that kind of stuff?
Yes. Yeah, the pain levels in my back went from approximately from a 7 to an 8 to about a 3 or 4. So that was noticeable enough, you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, that enabled me to get past those issues, and I could do other workouts like hiking. I haven't been able to do that in a while. The other thing that I notice is my tolerance for lactic acid. So going uphill, normally, you know, that lactic acid builds up and you can't, you have to slow down or stop, you know, get your, you know, rest a little bit just so that can dissipate, but I can keep going.
Yep.
Longer now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which has been very interesting. So that's been the other side effect I've noticed.
And the dopamine.
Yes. Yes. Right. But for me, it's a two-part thing. So there's that in 2015 to 2018, October of 2018, I had a serious, serious fall in my front yard, just doing the most trivial of things, you know, been through two combat tours, been shot at, you know, mortars shot at you. Uh-huh. But I was using a 2-foot box to adjust the angle on my camera, and the box collapsed, swung backwards. Oh. And I fell, but it was a whipping action. So my legs went over like a cobra, and my face, I fractured my skull, subdural hematoma, fractured pretty much every bone in my face. My right eye popped out, broke my neck, all the muscles and tendons from my shoulder to the front part of my neck. And
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was brutal.
And I have pictures of this too. I didn't do it as progressively as I could just because I was just focusing on rehab. Within about a week of that accident, I had to wear a neck brace, but within a week of that, I started using Katsu on, you know, just doing the cycle three times a day.
It was insane the difference and how quickly he healed. Like the doctors couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like the, from the swelling and the contusions on his face. Yeah. Like, I mean, he's got beautiful skin. And,
yeah.
And, you know,
but I'm glad you said that. I was going to go there. That might be a little
more. Yeah. But I mean, if we do have pictures from like the first day, like the third day, the sixth day, and it was, and then like within months after, and the healing process is nuts.
Yeah.
And the fact that he looks normal and can function well, and I mean, it would, that I think was a huge game changer in his healing on that one.
And that was the true, for me, the true litmus test. Cause we are already having some issues and you know, you're already pretty much in shape and you use Katsu. It's hard to justify it sometimes. Like you're on the fence. I was all for it, like I said, just for the dopamine effect. But when this accident happened, I was like, all right, so this is really going to be the litmus test, whether or not.
Wow.
And it blew me away.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing.
It wasn't easy because you can imagine, like, one arm is in a sling. I had to, you know, manipulate that and then put, you know, on my other arm. And just like I said, just do it three times a day. You know, sometimes I would just leave it on and just loosen it up and then just, you know, retighten it when I needed to do it again.
That's fascinating. And we hear all the time about these rapid rehabilitation stories. And just in the time I've been in the company, I've learned a fair amount about how some of that works. We don't need to get into it now, but I got introduced in the rehab aspect of it as well. And I was pretty blown away with the recovery piece. One of the most fascinating pieces, I think, with this is when you talk about the hormonal response that takes place in the body, one of the biomarkers that goes up significantly when you're expanding and relaxing vascular tissue is nitric oxide. We talk about that a lot, but also VEGF, the vascular endothelial growth factor. Mm-hmm. When those numbers go up, that stuff's like, it's like fertilizer for your capillary beds throughout your body. So when you have an injury that needs more oxygenation and more nutrients around the injury, the capillary beds around that, they, and it's been shown in evidence to actually grow. It's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. But Jamal, the dopamine piece that you just kind of glossed over it a few times. I know exactly what you're talking about because for me that's a huge part of Katsu. But could we I don't know, could we deconstruct that a little bit? What do you mean when you say the dopamine response?
Well, for those who have been exposed to trauma repeatedly or in a hypervigilant state for an extended period of time, it's hard to, and not because you don't want to, it's because that's your new normal. So the other hormones are affected, serotonin, melatonin, dopamine. I actually got tested for that, and those levels were extremely low, and all of the hormones related to anxiety were, you know, pretty high. So when I obviously used Katsu, that was one of the other hormones that was released, you know, besides human growth hormone, as you know. And that really made me feel good. I mean, I hadn't felt that in a long time. It was that noticeable. I mean, not just because that's part of the Katsu effect, but it was noticeable because I wanted to feel like that more. And so when I did it every day, I had that release, and it actually made that, it made me better, basically, because even if that only lasted an hour, which it lasted more than that, that's a break. You know what I mean? Like, that gives your mind a distinct pause to recalibrate and just enjoy it, even if it's for that period of time. So,
well, and if you can get the dopamine response or kind of that endorphin response mm-hmm. from working out, I don't know about you, but when I was in the military, we could get that, but only after going hard.
Yeah.
Right?
And it took a lot of effort.
Yeah, and you feel like you're able to get that doing what? Just cycles?
If I do the cycles, I always use the hand grips.
Some kind of movement.
Yes. So when it's inflated, that's when I'm doing that. So that's what I was doing within the first month to 2 months of rehabbing. And then I was able to start walking after that. And actually, the indicator for me, if I did the Katsu cycle or the Katsu workout properly, was if I felt that dopamine effect, you know, or the endorphin effect. If I didn't, then I know I didn't do it right, and I did it again later on in the day and just adjusted my...
But then when you numbers. Did start working out, you were only using like 5-pound weights. Like, you didn't have to go hardcore and a million reps of...
I will say this, though. My pressure, like on my arms, is above 350.
So oh, wow.
SKUs, and on the legs, it's over 400. Like,
you've built up to that.
Exactly. It's taken this much amount of time, but I have to do that. So I have to tighten the bands a bit more in order to achieve that, you know, that therapeutic level.
I was going to say, that's pretty significant. Yeah. How long you've been doing it?
Since 2015. Okay. And like I said, it's been almost daily. So I have to. Yeah. So I wish it can go higher than that, but I think I can still achieve the same results by just changing up the workouts, you know, just to keep the body shocked.
Absolutely. Like absolutely.
But, yeah.
The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is launched. After years of research, design modifications, software changes, user feedback, and utilization of metabolite testing results, the next generation Katsu Cycle 2.0 is now available. It is more compact and quieter. It is more capable and more powerful than the first generation Katsu Nano and Katsu Master products. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 enables exercise, recovery, and rehabilitation anywhere, anytime, by anyone. The ultra-compact, ultra-light, durable unit offers the Katsu Cycle and Katsu Master training modes and utilizes precise software-controlled limb pressure for both your arms and legs. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 includes 4 Katsu air bands for both arms and legs, a rechargeable battery with a USB-C charger. The pneumatic elastic bands can be disconnected from the Katsu Cycle 2.0 unit and are waterproof for use in the pool. Based on the original Katsu know-how and U.S. patent number 9775619, compression and decompression control system and vascular strengthening method, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 can do the following. It can tone muscle without weights. It's convenient. It can be done anywhere, anytime, by anyone. It offers access to the Katsu Performance Database. It offers 6 preset Katsu cycle levels. It can efficiently and effectively improve speed, stamina, and strength. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is an incredible time saver. It can improve circulation. It enables faster recovery. It enables greater range of motion for those rehabilitating and recovering from injuries and surgeries. It is reimbursable with various CPT codes. And the Katsu Cycle 2.0 offers customizable Katsu pressures. Katsu, profoundly simple and simply profound. Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSU Global.com.
So that's
can I cover how, that the dopamine effect? I just want to make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that, and I think most people listening or watching this will get it. You know, people understand what that is.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that that's your favorite aspect of Katsu?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a leading question because it definitely is for me.
No, it totally is.
And there's usually a nass and bolt after.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's the thing. I keep forgetting that it's going to induce that. Like, I just sit down afterwards and I'm watching TV, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned that. We had another call earlier today, and we were talking about the importance of regenerative sleep, you know, stage 3 and stage 4 sleep. And when you're talking, and since we're veterans, we can talk about this pretty freely, right? You know, a lot of guys that are first responders, police officers, ambulance drivers, hospital workers, first line medical care workers, especially now, people that get stuck in that hypervigilance state, they get stuck. You have that parasympathetic aspect of life, and then you have your fight or flight, or parasympathetic and sympathetic, right? Yeah. I'm bouncing around. But it's so easy when you're exposed to traumatic stress to get stuck over here. And the first thing that happens is you start to lose stage 4 and stage 3 restorative sleep, which is so important to everything, you know, especially when we're talking about immune response and things like that. So to hear that you sleep so much, so easily after Katsu, that's actually a very normal thing. There's an insomnia protocol that Dr. Sato and Dr. Nakajima came up with. Within an hour of going to sleep, you do the Katsu cycles, and you do very, very light stretching and very light, easy neck and shoulder movements while you do the cycles. So while the vascular tissue is expanding and relaxing, you just integrate some very, very light, not stressful, but very light movement. And it just helps. It worked for me immediately. The first time Stephen showed it to me, I was blown away. But anyway, we could talk about that all day. But Holly, what's your favorite aspect of Katsu from your perspective?
I like working out, but I don't like lifting a ton of heavy weight and all that. And I'm athletic, but I don't want to be a big bodybuilder. So I like the way it makes me look like I'm strong, but I'm lean, you know, and those results for me, I think, have made quite a big difference. And honestly, I like variety. Like, so it just gives me another way to work out. And like I said, I've had a couple injuries. Like, if I fall off, I'm usually going to go to the hospital. Like, it takes a lot for me to fall off my horse. So it's helped me. And like, same thing, I've broken my neck. I broke my back. I broke my pelvis twice. Like,
my God, both you guys broke
I know. We're a little crazy.
Jeez, man.
We're getting older. We don't bounce as good as we used to. So, you know, it's, and I like that I travel a lot. So it's packable. Like, it's something you can bring with you. It's easy to travel with. It's light. It's easy to set up. and it's a quick, easy workout with results that happen.
Plus, it maintains your game. So yeah. If you're a gym rat, or if that's what you normally do, and Katsu augments that, you know, typically when she's, you know, competing, she doesn't have time to do, like, an extended workout.
2 hours at the gym. It never happened. Like, I'm busy. I don't have that time.
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes with Katsu, you are feeling great. And it's, like I said, keeping your strength game.
So. Yeah, we say all the time, if you're looking for an effective and efficient way to get some exercise in.
Definitely.
Now, okay, so this, my wife and I do this all the time, and I got to ask you guys, do you guys experiment? No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just around the house when you're doing, I'll just call them day-to-day chores. Do you guys ever use Katsu cycles when you're, I don't know, doing dishes or working in the kitchen or doing clothes, things around the house?
He does.
Yeah, absolutely. I love doing it. And you don't think that it would wear you out? Just like folding towels. I am exhausted after that.
Yes.
I think that I'm like, really? Up at doing housework. So I have a tendency to put those on and go through the cycle when I am doing some sort of, you know, chore like that. I actually like that. I mean, and I like doing chores, but I love doing Katsu with that.
That's just I'm the exact same way. Yeah. I'm leading the witness because my wife and I are the same way. Man, laundry, cleaning up after dinner, walking the dogs.
Yep.
Katsu cycle.
Yeah, we did that. We have a little Jack Russell, and we walk every night, and usually just throw the arms on.
Yeah.
And cruise.
Awesome. We're probably gonna do the legs tonight.
Yeah.
We get competitive though. You know? So we start seeing who can last the longest. You know. Or you gotta take that off.
Well, hey guys, I don't want to use up too much of your time, and we usually try to keep these, you know, around somewhere in that 20-30 minute realm. Is there anything you want to? Is there anything you want to touch on as we wrap it up? Is there anything we missed?
I just want to make sure that, you know, obviously this is going to go out to everyone, but, you know, to the specialists and the people that are familiar with it, you know, they're obviously going to look at this and nod their head and approval. But for the people that are on the fence about it, you really at least need to give this a try. You know, there's on the Katsu website, they have a link for the specialists that are in your particular area. So you can probably link up with them and give it a try or two. You know, it's not something you're going to see within that first day. You have to give it a couple tries. So I would say that would be something that you should at least look into doing, because it is life-changing. And again, I take this with me everywhere I go, and I will not leave home without this when I go traveling.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Holly, how about you? You got anything you want to close up with?
Well, I'm in the position I'm in. Like, I'm pretty humble and quiet about what I do, but like, I have a ton of people always coming at me about sponsorship and, you know, oh, use this, wear this. And I don't like to just take stuff to take stuff. And I only promote stuff that works for me or that I truly believe in. And I was honestly a little skeptical. Like when we first, I was like, what's this, you know, but the results speak for themselves. And, you know, we're a big believer in it. And that's why we, you know, every now and then you'll see us on Instagram promoting it. And I'm a big believer in it. Like if it works for me and gets me results, I'm going to talk about it and promote it. And it has for me.
Awesome. Well, really appreciate your time. Holly, later on offline, I'll push you some stuff that Katsu has been used in the equestrian
realm, I know.
Actually,
yeah.
For
I
some
know.
Research. So really cool stuff that's out there. But thank you so much for your time. And have a great day. Thank you.
Introducing the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Katsu is the ultimate biohack for health, rehabilitation, and recovery. Train bilaterally and untethered from the unit. Tone muscle without weights, lessening the risk of injury to joints and muscles. Improve speed, stamina, and strength. Exercise, recover, and rehabilitate anytime, anywhere. Increase range of motion and promote improved circulation. Accelerate training when time is of the essence. These are just a few of the benefits of the new Katsu Cycle 2.0.
Invented in 1966 by Dr. Yoshiaki Sato of Tokyo, Japan, and protected by 47 patents, Katsu Next Generation Equipment and Protocols have a unique and unprecedented safety track record with over 20 million individual Katsu sessions in 48 countries around the globe. Backed by over 50 years of expertise, Katsu Global is excited to introduce the latest advancement in health and wellness, the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Fitting in the palm of your hand or in your pocket, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 is the most advanced, most portable, easiest to use compression device in the world. In combination with a precise algorithm-controlled limb pressure, Katsu's narrow elastic bands yield to muscle contractions, providing safe and effective exercise and rehabilitation for users of all ages and from all walks of life. From Olympic champions to disabled individuals, Katsu users have a full range of motion, providing complete control and the opportunity for a wide variety of movements and training. From elite athletes and soldiers to aging baby boomers and busy executives, Katsu Cycle 2.0 is the next generation training and rehabilitation device used around the world. Katsu is used by the United States Department of Defense, as well as the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Katsu, profoundly simple and simply profound.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSU global.com.